Anyways, I'll get a hold of Hubert and see where he thinks we are. What we don't want to do is end up the session, which is beginning to pass some pretty good bills, and have us overridden so that we're 300-3 in the House, and only get about 8 or 9 votes in the Senate. That won't. If we get it close, then it seems to me I'd like to veto it. But what we ought to do is see how many we can get. Otherwise, we'll end up in such a negative note that we won't be in very good shape going into the election to ask for a Democratic Congress and give the Republicans something to write about for a week.
Well, of course, I want you to do whatever you think is best to be done.
Right.
I'm only saying that if you want to make a fight to prevent the veto being overridden, my opinion is it can be defeated in the Senate, but it can't be defeated unless the... put yourself on the line on the thing. Now, it's really your choice, and I think that if you asked Hubert and Bob not to override, they would not and would fight it. But I don't know whether you want to put that much stake on it or not.
Right. Well, let me do this. Let me talk to Mike Mansfield. He's against the bill. Hubert's for the bill, and Smathers is for the bill. And, of course, Bobby Baker's for the bill.
It's a hell of a thing for the Democratic majority to have a paid employee who's a lobbyist for a special interest bill.
I know. Well, he's working for you fellas.
I know.
not for me.
He never did work for you in
the Senate. No, I know that. I know that. But I will talk to Mike and ask Mike how many votes he thinks he can get, and also Bob Kerr. And I'll be talking to you again before we do anything. Now, it may be that the House won't have a quorum by Wednesday, and we can see what that situation is. But I won't do anything on this thing until whatever the time limit is on it.
I doubt very much if the House will have a quorum and the Senate will have a hell of a time getting a quorum.
Well, we'll take a look. So we got another 48 hours on it, and in the meanwhile, I'll be talking to you before I make a decision.
Whatever you do is satisfactory to me, and I'll come back up and make whatever fight you want made.
Okay, fine. Well,
whatever you decide, Mr. President.
Good. Well, I'm going to have breakfast with Mike in the morning, and then I'll be back in touch with you before we make a final decision.
Okay.
Thanks, Albert.
Mike Curran and I told Mike to put the Oregon items back.
Right.
And we said that if you're going to do it, which I suppose you heard you do, is to sign your quorum bill as soon as you can.
Right. In other words, you would not wait on it.
No.
Right.
Make Mike very happy.
Oh, good. I'll sign it this morning then.
Fine. Wait a minute. Here's Mike.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Mike.
You're sure you don't want to witness this extraordinary action as I'm bulldozed and bludgeoned and beaten into being the greatest friend of the fish?
You want me to go down, man?
I've eaten more fish.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they want me to go down.
Why don't you come down and watch it?
All right. I'll go right when you're going to do it.
Well, I'll do it whenever you want to be down here.
I'll go right down now.
Okay, right.